Today's daf Maseches Pesachim, daf Samech Daled. The Mishnah today's daf takes us through the incredible depiction of the Korban Pesach procedure. One of the special elements of this process was the recitation of Hallel during the Shechitas Korban Pesach, when they would slaughter the Korban Pesach. All the people who were standing there would sing, or the Levim would sing, or would lead everybody in song. Tosos says if they completed it before the Kohanim finished the Hallel itself, then they would go and do it again. They would do a second round, maybe bring in new tunes. And they would have even started a third round, but this never happened, says the Mishnah, because the Kohanim were Zrizim, they were so quick in their work, there was no need to start the Hallel a third time. Rabbi Yehuda reported that in the third group, by the time the third group, which was all the left people who didn't get into the first or second group, they didn't even reach the fourth paragraph of Hallel. There were so few people in that group. Then the fourth paragraph starts with the Hafti Ki Yishma. So what was this kind of Hallel? Where does it fit in to the other Hallel prayers that we recite throughout the year? So additionally, we have the Hallel that we say at Seder night, but in a similar way, there's some kind of similar element that the Hallel that we say on Seder night, which maybe is in commemoration, which maybe is a similar Hallel, what we're saying. We stop midway and we have a meal. The end of Magid, we say a few paragraphs and we stop. Then we go later and then we say Hallel again. We finish it later on. So what is all this going on? So there's an explanation of the Ramban in Arve Pesachim, the Kuf Yuches. There's a later part of Hallel. This later part, it's really on the eating of the Korban Pesach, which was such a great simcha. So it's connected to a mitzvah. It's like bringing it in with a mitzvah. Other Rishonim, on this, based on this, Rav Haigaon, and Tosos and Arvei Pesachim, they say, we don't make a bracha on this Hallel because it's not a regular Hallel. Although the Maseches Sofrim brings down that we do, so there's a debate on that. Well, what is the differentiation? So the Chiluk that was developed by the Griz, Soloveitchik, earlier of Soloveitchik in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, it's all really already rooted in the Rishonim. The Ran says an idea like this, that there are two separate types of Hallel. On Chanukah and Yom Tov, there's a concept, he calls it a Chiyuv Hallel Shel Kriya, which is a Hallel of recitation. And one cannot skip or stop midway because the Psukim of Hallel, in this kind of Hallel, they're Ma'akev Zedzeh. Every single line, every single piece, you can't stop in the middle, you can't make a Hefzik, you can't break it up. And that's all based on the Tosefta Menachos Pergvav Alachavav. But then you have a different kind of Hallel, a Hallel Shel Shira, a Hallel of song, which typifies the Hallel that was sang in the Beis Hamikdash when the Korban Pesach was brought, and the Hallel that's made at the Leilat Seder. And this explains why there's no bracha according to those Rishonim. Rav Soloveitchik got a beautiful idea. Yosha Soloveitchik, he said the idea that the Hallel of Pesach night is a Hallel on the Nes. It's a Hallel on the miracle that unfolded as it happened. Yes, it's true that on Chanukah we also say Hallel because of the Nes of Chanukah. But what's the difference between Chanukah and Leil Seder? What's the difference between that Hallel and this Hallel? Is that Hallel is Zeichel Nes. We're remembering the miracle. It's not about reliving it as we do on Pesach. That's called a Hallel B'Shas Nes. It's a Hallel that we're doing at the time of the miracle. It's spontaneous as opposed to planned out. You know it's coming? Says the Netziv, another idea that the Hallel is Doraisa when it's Hallel B'Shas Nes. As opposed to the Hallel of Zeichel Nes, because you know it's coming. You make a brach over it. But something that you use is spontaneous. You feel so excited. You feel so energetic. You feel so passionate. You can't make a brach over such a Hallel. So we see this in the order of the Haggadah. We say, Bechol dar v'dar, chayev adam liros es atzmo. A person's supposed to see themselves as if they're leaving Mitzrayim. So what do you do when a person feels like that? You break out in song. Lafikach tzarech lehodos lehallel. Those are the next words, explains the Netziv. That's the whole concept of the Hallel, b'shas anes, the Hallel that we make when we're going through such an elevated experience, such an emotional experience. All we want to do is sing. So we should be zoche to go through experiences in Am Yisrael's history, b'chol dor v'dor, chayav adam, liros asatzmo, that we go through these experiences, we should be able to sing to Hashem, the shirim of Hallel, Bezrat Hashem.